Hey everyone, it's Ashley from the Pretty Happy Podcast. Before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to announce the winner of the at-home teeth whitening kit from Studio Smiles. And can I get a drum roll, please? The winner is Jamie Jenkins. On Instagram, the username is jamiejenkins061585. Congratulations, the at-home whitening kit is all yours. I will be in touch shortly so I can figure out how to send it to you. I'm so excited for you. You're gonna absolutely love it. And for those of you who entered and did not win, I have some good news. My friend Brittany over at Studio Smiles actually gave me a discount code. So if you want a professional at-home teeth whitening kit of your own, just go to smilesthatslay.com, enter in the discount code AMORA, A-M-O-R-A, and you'll get 15% off your order. The Pretty Happy Podcast is a weekly series covering the topics of developing a healthy mindset, gratitude, habits, boundaries, health, fitness, relationships, beauty, creativity, and confidence. This podcast is for anyone desiring inspiration and direction. Your host, me, Ashley Nicole, dishes out insight on personal growth and shares weekly inspiration on how to create a pretty happy life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the Pretty Happy Podcast. I'm so excited to be recording this episode because this is a huge week for me. Today, we drop a new episode. Tomorrow, December 3rd, I'll have officially completed the 75 Hard Challenge, one of the most challenging and rewarding things I've ever done. And then on Friday, it's my birthday. I don't think this week could be any more exciting. I wish that timing-wise, it would have worked out that I could drop this episode on the day that I actually finished the challenge, but it just wouldn't be smart branding and marketing-wise to drop an episode a day late on only my second week of launching the podcast. But it's okay. We'll make it work. I mean, I'm on day 70 freaking four, and I think that in itself is something to be proud of. I just can't believe tomorrow I'll be finished with the 75 Hard Challenge. First of all, I think that every single person I told that I was doing the 75 Hard Challenge kind of looked at me like I was crazy. I think that most people didn't think that I would be able to finish or follow through, and not necessarily because they didn't believe in me, but because, I mean, the challenge is hard. The list of daily tasks is hard. Not cheating on your diet for 75 days is hard. Not taking a day off from working out is hard. I mean, it's called 75 Hard for a reason, right? And just to kind of circle back, when I first started telling people that I was going to do 75 Hard or that I had just started, I feel like I kind of got a lot of pushback. And I mean, I don't want to say negative, but yeah, I mean, there were a lot of negative responses. People were saying that I would burn out, or they would say that people who do this challenge burn out really quickly, that it's unattainable, blah, 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 blah. You know, the list goes on and on and on. But I didn't let any of those opinions stop me. And here I am on day 74. Now, this challenge intrigued me from the moment that I heard about it because I liked that it incorporated reading and drinking water and measuring my progress. And the 75 Hard Challenge isn't a weight loss program. It's a mental toughness challenge, and we'll get into that a little later on. But this was literally what my mind and body needed. It was like a switch went off, and I knew that this was it. Now, when I first started, 75 days seemed like such a long time, and day 75 seemed so far away. And now it's right around the corner. I mean, tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up and it's going to be day 75. Now, when I first started, it was almost hard to even imagine what being on day 75 would feel like. And I'm a very visual person. when I was competing for Miss New Mexico USA before I won, I would visualize what that moment would be like. I would imagine the announcer calling my name. I would imagine the crown being placed on my head. And I would use that as motivation, you know, like at the gym, if I didn't want to run that last mile or I didn't want to do that last rep, that visual would come into play. And I also did this when I was training for my marathon a few years ago. I would visualize myself running across the finish line throughout like my long runs and whatnot. And it would help me with my training. In fact, sometimes I would cry in the middle of my runs just thinking about it. Obviously, I'm a very like emotional and sentimental person, but I specifically remember on mile 18 or on my 8 mile, oh my gosh, on my 18 mile run, it was just a roller coaster ride. I remember crying at one point because I was in a lot of pain and struggling to get through the 18 miles. And then later on, I was imagining myself crossing the finish line, you know, making it to the end of the marathon. And I started crying again. I was a mess. Anyways, visualization and manifestation have always been something that's played a key part in me achieving any goal of mine. And like I said earlier, it was hard to imagine what day 75 would feel like. To be totally honest, I wasn't 100% sure that I would be able to do it. I mean, I become very dedicated to my goals when I set them, but I didn't know if I would have a slip up over the course of 75 days, because if you have a slip up at any point, you have to start over on day one. And now that I'm here on day 74, looking at the finish line, it is just the craziest, most rewarding feeling. So as of right now, over the last 2.5 months, I've completed 148 workouts. I've drank 74 gallons of water. I haven't cheated once in the slightest bit on my diet. I haven't had a sip of alcohol, and I've read 6 books. I'm without a doubt not the same person I was when I started this journey 2.5 months ago. 75 Hard is about so much more than the physical changes and whatever number you see drop on the scale. But just to give you an idea of how much has changed in a way that you can measure, I'm very excited to say that I'm officially down 19 and a half pounds. Of course, my total weight loss could be slightly different by tomorrow, but I am absolutely ecstatic with my results. And I definitely have a good amount of momentum underneath my feet to keep going. I mean, when I first started 75 Hard back in September, I set my goal to lose 20 pounds, which would mean I would have to lose around 2 pounds a week, which is a lot. And I set that goal thinking that it was going to be out of reach, but as long as I got somewhere close to that, I would be happy. So the fact that I'm almost at my 20-pound goal today is mind-blowing. I have so much to share today, but before we get too far into today's episode, I just want to let you know that I'm holding another incredible giveaway on my personal Instagram account. I've teamed up with my friends over at Mobot to give away a free Grace Blush foam roller water bottle. I personally have 3 of these water bottles, and they have been my saving grace throughout the 75 Hard Challenge. You know what? I didn't even realize they've been my saving grace, and I'm giving away a Grace Blush water bottle. I didn't do that on purpose, but that's cute. Anyway, the Grace water bottle has been my saving grace throughout the 75 Hard Challenge. Part of the challenge includes drinking a gallon of water, and there are no off days from working out twice a day for 75 days. So you can only imagine how sore I've been. Not to mention with all the gym shutdowns, it's been really nice to have a foam roller at home. The water bottle I'm giving away is a 27-ounce Grace Blush water bottle. It's a light pink color to match the Pretty Happy brand, and it's just so dang cute, you guys. I actually have the same one, so whoever wins the giveaway will have matching water bottles. These water bottles are amazing. They are the original 2-in-1 foam roller water bottle. They're made of 100% recycled stainless steel, non-toxic density EVA foam. They're FDA approved and BPA free. MyMobot has helped me reduce inflammation and muscle tension while improving circulation and aiding in my recovery. And it's just been extremely helpful in keeping me hydrated. It's really simple to enter the giveaway. I'm running the giveaway on my personal Instagram account, which is @RealAshleyMora. And all you have to do is like the giveaway post, follow @PrettyHappyPodcast, and tag as many friends as you'd like on the actual giveaway post. Every tag counts as an additional entry, and you must be following @PrettyHappyPodcast on Instagram to win. If you would like a MoBot of your own, you can visit their website, which is MoBot.com, or follow them on Instagram. Their Instagram handle is @MoBotNation. All right, let's dive into today's episode. So, like I mentioned earlier, tomorrow is my last day of the 75 Hard Challenge. I can't even believe it, honestly. It's gone by in the blink of an eye. For those of you who are listening and don't know what the 75 Hard Challenge is, don't worry, I didn't know what it was either, but I'm going to share what it is with you today. The 75 Hard Challenge was started by Andy Frisella, the CEO and founder of the fitness brand First Form. He's an entrepreneur and hosts the Real AF podcast, which is where I got all of my information from. I'm an avid listener of his podcast, but I just have to warn you, he cusses a lot and he dishes out quite a bit of tough love. He's very honest. I personally like it, but you know, I just have to warn you, I definitely wouldn't recommend playing his podcast in the car with your kids or anything like that. He drops a lot of F-bombs. Now, before we get too far into my journey and experience, I just want to simply say what the 75 Hard Challenge is and what the daily rules are. I'm going to link Andy Frisella's 75 Hard Challenge episode in the notes for this podcast so you can listen to his original podcast where he explains the rules in detail. But I just want to go over them quickly here for anyone who's listening who has never heard of this challenge. So you must complete the daily tasks every day for 75 days. And if you mess up in the slightest bit, even once, you have to start back at day one. So the rules are 2 45-minute workouts a day, and one has to be outdoors regardless of the weather conditions, and the workouts can't be back to back. Rule number 2, no cheat meals and no alcohol for 75 days. You can choose whatever diet you want. You just have to stick to that diet. Rule number 3, drink a gallon of water. Rule number 4, read 10 pages of a non-fictional book, and audiobooks do not count. And last but not least, you have to take a progress photo every single day. Sounds pretty intense, right? Well, Andy Frisella says on his podcast that only 1% of people who start 75 hard will complete it fully. And when I heard that, when I heard him say that, I was like, okay, challenge accepted. I mean, bring it, you know? And don't get me wrong, I knew that it was going to be extremely difficult, and I knew that I was going to have to make some huge lifestyle adjustments. But I also knew that if I put my head down and I really went to work, that I could probably do it. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, I had a couple of really, really close calls. There were nights when I completed my daily tasks by like 11:54 p.m. and there were a few days where I almost forgot to take my progress photo, and I jumped out of bed so alarmed that you probably would have thought that someone broke into my house. There were days where I worked a 12-hour day and I had a 2-hour drive home at the end of that day. In fact, it just had one of these days on Sunday. I mean, longest days of my life. But yeah, I mean, just to give you an example, I would have a 12-hour day at work starting at the butt crack of dawn. So I would have to get up before I had to go to the airport and get 1 45-minute workout in. Then I would fly for 12 hours. Then I would drive home for 2 hours. And by the time I got home, I still had to go out late at night and get in my outdoor workout. And I had multiple days like this, multiple days that I was so tired that I didn't think that it was going to even be possible to work out. But I walked my happy butt over to the gym and I got it done. And you know what? I was able to do it. And this is where the mental toughness factor comes into play. Like I mentioned earlier, this challenge wasn't meant or designed to be just about weight loss. It's called a mental toughness challenge, not a weight loss challenge. And Andy Frisella incorporated all of these different tasks for a reason. I mean, I would have never gone to work out under those circumstances had I not been doing the challenge. Like 0% chance. But have you ever had to physically and mentally push yourself to do something like workout when you've had a long, hard day at work or at home, or maybe just life in general is chaotic and that's literally the last thing you want to do? I mean, I think for most of us, the answer is probably no. We don't usually have to level up. We can call it a night. We can hop in the bath. We can turn some TV on or pour a glass of wine or do whatever we do to decompress. But when you push yourself, when all the odds are against you and you overcome whatever obstacles are in your way and you come out on top because of the work you yourself put in, it's the best feeling in the world. And those moments when you feel like you can't, but you push yourself and you do it anyways and you realize that you can, those are the moments where the real change starts to begin. And I mean, if confidence is something you feel like you're lacking or something you need to work on, you need to do the 75 hard challenge because, you know, we hear these things all the time, like believe in yourself, blah, 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 blah. But how do you do that? I mean, people say these things all the time, but they don't ever tell you how to get there. Well, the way you get there is you do the work. That's how. You do the things that build confidence and discipline and all of these aspiring character traits. And I promise you, once you develop these traits, it's going to carry over into every single aspect of your life, your relationships, your friendships, your career. I mean, I know that this may sound silly, but it's 100% the truth. I'm not the same person I was 2.5 months ago. I'm not. And I think under any other circumstances, you would think there's no way a person can change in 2.5 months. And honestly, I would think the same thing as you. But like I mentioned earlier, 148 workouts, 6 life-changing books, 74 gallons of water. And this is the biggest kicker. This is the biggest kicker. I kept my word to myself and I actually did something I said I was going to do. And that alone has changed me. I mean, if you're anything like me before this challenge, I can't remember the last time I kept my word to myself. I would start a diet only to fall off a few weeks later, or I would work out every day of the week and then completely fall off over the weekend and take 10 steps back. It was this never-ending vicious cycle that left me feeling defeated, and I didn't want to feel that way anymore. And, you know, this is really hard for me to admit. I mean, I always want to be open and honest about my life experiences. So I guess we'll just get into it right now. But before I started 75 Hard, I was at my heaviest weight that I have ever been in my entire life. None of my clothes fit. None of my clothes in my closet fit me. I had to buy new shorts. I remember having a conversation with my mom about it. You know, we all have our skinny jeans and our fat jeans. Well, my fat jeans weren't even fitting me. And by the way, I hate the word fat. It makes me cringe when it slips out of my mouth. And I hate when other people say it too. It's just an ugly word and I think we should remove it from our vocabulary. But in the context of explaining how most of us have those clothing items in our closet, I needed to paint a picture. But anyway, I was in this never-ending cycle and I needed it to stop. And not only that, but I had worked my butt off when I was training for Miss USA. I had the body that I had always wanted, and I actually maintained my weight for a good 1.5 years after, which if you've ever struggled with your weight, you know how hard it is to maintain your weight. So I was proud of myself for that, but then it was almost like I woke up one morning and it was all back, plus some, and it was not a good feeling. I was extremely frustrated with myself, and for a while, I couldn't figure out how I even got to this point. Like, how? I mean, how did this happen? I was still working out. I felt like I still ate relatively healthy. I seriously couldn't figure out what went wrong until I read the book Atomic Habits. And I've talked about this book in previous episodes already, but let me just tell you how I hit my heaviest weight. It was small habits that compounded over time, years to be exact. James Clear talks about how our habits can either work for us or against us, and how the cost of our good habits is in the present and the cost of our bad habits is in the future. Now, I'm just going to say that again because this quote was life-changing for me. The cost of our good habits is in the present and the cost of our bad habits is in the future. So, did I ever go completely off the rails with my diet? No. But I started having more slip-ups here and there, more cheat meals here and there. Did I ever stop going to the gym? No, but I started missing on Saturdays, and then it was Saturdays and Sundays and Fridays. You see where I'm going with this. It didn't happen overnight, and anyone who knows me, and especially those who know me well, know this to be true. My weight has always been a battle for me. I never have been, and I never will be one of those naturally thin or fit people. It's just not in the cards for me. I wasn't blessed with that gene. My body is always going to be something that I have to work out, and I can't ever afford to deviate or lose sight of being dedicated to health and fitness, because the moment I do, the weight comes back on. And I mean, we all probably know like one or two of these people who can literally eat whatever they want, like mac and cheese, pizza every night. I actually follow this girl on Instagram. She's a friend of a friend. And this girl eats like no one I've ever seen before. I mean, I watch her stories and I'm just in awe. Like eating the heaviest meals, junk food, desserts. Like, and this isn't just a weekend thing either. This is like an everyday thing. And somehow she still has a 4-pack. And then you have me on the other hand, who is the polar opposite of that. I mean, I swear I can just smell bad food and I'll wake up bloated the next morning. It's actually ridiculous. But anyway, you get my point here. I just have a different body type and it's uniquely mine. I don't hate my body by any means. My body can do some incredible things. And I've honestly loved it at all stages, but I'm also very self-aware. And I know that if I want to be the absolute best version of myself in every aspect of my life, I have to take care of my body. And I'm a firm believer that 100% of the work we need to do on ourselves starts within. It's eating healthy, nourishing foods, exercising, doing yoga, reading, journaling. We have to take care of our bodies and our minds so that we can achieve all the things we want in life. Success, confidence, you know, all of these things. The work has to start within. And I kind of just went off on a little tangent there, but I want to circle back about not gaining the weight overnight. Losing the weight didn't just happen overnight either. Losing almost 20 pounds in 2.5 months wasn't easy. I had to stay very dedicated to 75 hard. And I mean, sitting here today, recording this episode, knowing that I did it on my own is such a rewarding feeling. And I just want to mention this really quickly as well. Reaching my goal weight on 75 hard is a much different feeling than reaching my goal weight when I was competing for Miss USA. And I have to say that I think that reaching my goal weight now is much more meaningful, which is absolutely crazy to say. And I'm not at all discounting the work that I did then, but I was motivated by competition for Miss USA. I was motivated to put the work in because I knew my little butt was going to be on stage in a bikini. So, I mean, there was already a fire lit under my, you know what? But this time around for 75 hard, it was for me. It wasn't for anyone else. It wasn't for a panel of judges. It wasn't because I knew I was going to be up on stage. I wanted to do this for myself, by myself. And I know that I'm not officially done yet, but I can't wait for tomorrow. And just to say that I'm on day 74 feels freaking amazing. Woo! I mean, I knew this was going to be a long episode, but I wasn't exactly sure how long. I just feel like I have so much to share. I do want to break down each of the rules for 75 Hard and share some tips and tricks for those who are interested in doing the challenge. I think it's important to share what got me through these last 75 days and ultimately what helped me lose 20 pounds in 2.5 months. First and foremost, the thing that I love about this challenge is that there is so much flexibility. You can choose which workouts you want to do, and you can also choose your diet. The other thing that I just really love about this challenge is that if you want to do this 100% for free, you can. You don't have to go sign up for a gym membership. You can literally do everything for free. And I think that that is incredible. So, like I said, you can choose your workouts and you can choose your diet. I would start with choosing a diet that you think is attainable. I personally chose to follow a pescatarian diet, so no meat, but I would be able to eat fish. And the number one thing I did, the number thing that I wanted to stick with diet-wise, was eliminating dairy and gluten for the full 75 days. And this was essentially me coming back to eating the way that I know works for my body. I've been on and off a gluten-free and pescatarian diet for a few years. And whenever I come back to eating fully pescatarian and gluten-free, my body responds really well and I just feel amazing. It's what I did when I was training for Miss USA, and obviously that worked wonders. And like I said, I just feel so much better when I'm eating this way. Now, I think I had 2 or 3 weeks that I knew that I was going to do the challenge prior to starting. So I went into it trying to set myself up for success. So I started ordering daily harvest meals. I get a box delivered once a week. And the reason that I did this is because I wanted something that was going to be easy and something that was in line with my diet. And I had always wanted to try these meals, but I had just never pulled the trigger. I don't know why. But the 75 Hard Challenge kind of provided a great opportunity for me to try them. So I did, and I loved the first box that I got. Their meals are all organic, gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, so I don't have to look at the labels or anything. I mean, it's amazing. They all have 10 ingredients or less, and they all pretty much take 5 minutes or less to make, except for the flatbreads. Those take about 30 minutes to cook. But it took so much time and preparation and thought out of sticking to my diet. I wasn't having to go to the grocery store and, like, you know, sift through everything. I wasn't having to make these meals. It eliminated a portion of what would be really difficult in this challenge for me. And I also just have to attribute staying on top of my diet to Daily Harvest, because I was able to grab healthy meals and make them quickly. So it just made my life so much easier diet-wise. All right, let's talk about the water. Now, I literally hated drinking water before this challenge. Now I love it. I'm thirsty all the time. But yeah, I don't really know how I even survived before. I think I would drink anything but water. Coffee, kombucha, green juice, you name it. Literally would drink anything but water. But obviously, things have changed now. Tips for drinking water. I would 10 out of 10 recommend you start drinking your water as early in the day as possible, because you don't want to be up all night peeing. I've been there. It's not fun. I ordered a gallon-sized water bottle off of Amazon to help me keep track of where I was throughout the day. I would only use that when I was at home, because I really didn't want to be carrying around a gallon-sized water bottle. And when I was traveling or going to the gym, I would take my Mobot water bottle with me pretty much everywhere I went. As far as the workouts go, I would recommend signing up for some classes. Now, you don't have to do this. You could, you know, go on walks or runs every day. But why I would recommend signing up for classes is because when you sign up for a class and you pay for it, you're not going to miss it. So I think it kind of reinforces the fact that you have to go work out. But if classes aren't your thing, that's okay too. Obviously, working out for 75 days and not taking a day off is hard on your body. So I also just want to say this about the workouts. When you start to feel like your body is very tired and exhausted, take the intensity out of your workouts. There were some days that I would go on 2 45-minute walks, or I would go on a 45-minute walk and then go to yoga. And that was usually after like 3 or 4 days of going pretty hard at the gym. So just listen to your body and take a step back when you need to. Obviously, you can't take a day off, but you can take a step back. Also, I think that the 2 45-minute workouts are intimidating for a lot of people, but again, you can choose what you want to do. You don't have to go for a run. You don't have to go to CrossFit. You don't have to go do anything crazy. You can do whatever you want. It just has to be 45 minutes of movement, and one session has to be outdoors. Another tip that I have for you is to take your progress photo right away in the morning. Make it part of your routine, because if you put it off, you're definitely going to forget to do it. I cannot tell you, there was probably a handful of times, probably 10 times that I, for whatever reason, I woke up and I knew that I needed to take my photo, but I thought, oh, I'll get back to it later in the day. And I almost forgot. And you don't want to mess up the 75 hard challenge because of the stupid photo. Like, just take the picture in the morning. I'm trying to go through these tips really quickly because I know this has been a long episode. But for the not drinking part, no drinking alcohol for 75 days. I think this is going to be something that's different for each person individually. I still went out with my friends. I would just order mocktails when I went out, and I would even ask my server to put my drink in like a cute little wine glass or make it look like a cocktail. It was actually kind of fun. So it's definitely not impossible to still go out and enjoy time with your friends. At least it wasn't for me. I know for some people that might not be the case. And if you need to eliminate yourself from that situation completely, then you got to do what you got to do. But I will say that 2.5 months is a very small price to pay to reach your dreams and goals. Like, if someone told you, if you put your head down and do work for 2.5 months, you can have your dream body, I mean, wouldn't you do it? So you just have to remind yourself of that throughout, you know, this process, and always come back to your why. For the reading, I would pick out books that you're actually interested in. I released a bonus episode today on all the books that I've read over the past few months. So check out that bonus episode on some of my reading recommendations. And I think this goes without saying, and I think it's also just common sense, but plan ahead. There are going to be days that life and work are just crazy. So plan out your days as best as possible. It'll make your life so much easier. And of course, do your research. I read a lot of blogs. I listened to the Real AF podcast by Andy Frisella. I did a lot of research before starting this challenge. I just wanted to be as prepared as possible. You can learn so much from other people's experiences. And for me personally, I think that doing this set me up for success right away. I knew the challenges that other people faced. So I was able to prepare and plan accordingly. And then my last tip, and I think that this has been instrumental in my success, was downloading the 75 Hard app. Now, this does cost, I think, like around $6 or $7, but I love the app. I think it's wonderful. I put the app on my home screen. So I was reminded every single day that I was doing 75 Hard. I was reminded to check in the app. The app has a lot of great features. Like, you can set reminders for each daily task to go off on your phone. Like, you know, it'll flash follow diet or 2 45-minute workouts. And so it's just a great accountability tool. You're also able to track your progress. It's nice checking things off on the to-do list and then seeing like I'm on day 22 and those days are marked out. So it's great. I think that it's worth the investment. And I truly think that it helped me be successful in the challenge. And for those of you who are listening, who are thinking about giving this a go, I just want to say that there are going to be tough days. You're going to be exhausted. You might even want to give up. But in those moments, you have to remember why you started. Maybe you needed a change. Maybe you wanted to lose some weight. Maybe you wanted to become a better leader or excel in your career. But whatever the reason is that you started, you have to hold that why close to your heart. And before I go today, I just want to say this again. 2.5 months is a small price to pay. If you do this challenge, you will be setting yourself up for success. It feels so good to reach your goals. And honestly, this is the best time to do something like this. The world as we know it is not the same. I mean, I know that it's different in every state, but for the most part, bars are shut down. Restaurants are at a limited capacity. There are so many outside temptations that are eliminated due to the current situation we're in. So if there's any time to do it, it's right now. And I say go for it. And on that note, I want to end today's episode with a quote. Keep your dreams alive. Understand to achieve anything requires faith and belief in yourself, vision, hard work, determination, and dedication. Remember, all things are possible for those who believe. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please don't forget to subscribe. And if you loved today's episode, please leave a review. Also, don't forget to enter this week's giveaway. Get all the details over at my Instagram. My handle is @RealAshleyMora. You can also follow @PrettyHappyPodcast across all social networks. Until next time.